The presidential race is clearly in the rearview mirror for many of us, but it was alive and well on Monday for members of the Electoral College. Jody, you were in attendance for this vote, as were the governor, secretary of state, and a member of the state Supreme Court. So how did things go?
Well, it went smoothly. There were 9 electors, and they did 2 sets of votes, one for President Barack Obama, the other for Vice President Joe Biden. All 9 electors voted for Obama, and likewise, they all voted for Biden, too. No surprises, but you never know, because there's such a thing as faceless electors. And actually, there's been 158 occasions over the history of the country where these electors have cast votes for president or vice president in a different manner than they said they would.
You know, looking back on the 2012 election, there was so much attention given to Colorado's 9 electoral votes. And really, in the end, the election was decided before Colorado was really counted. So we really didn't play that much of a role, did we?
They didn't matter at the very end, but they could have mattered. And it was a possibility. In fact, it was a probability that Colorado was going to play a major role. It ended up that states of Ohio and Florida and Texas probably were bigger players than Colorado, but we didn't know that till the very end.
Well, I think when voters went to the poll in November, a lot don't realize that they are voting for the Electoral College and not necessarily the candidate themselves. And the whole Electoral College system has taken some criticism in past years, even here in Colorado. Was there any talk of that on Monday, that this system needs to be reformed?
Well, there always has been some talk, not just in Colorado, but across the country, really. In fact, every once in a while, there'll be a proposed bill in one of the state legislatures calling for the abolition of the Electoral College and instead having a vote by the number of direct popular votes that come in. Those attempts have always failed. And, you know, basically, I think a lot of people consider the fact that the Electoral College gives a little bit more power to some of these smaller states. On the other hand, there's a growing number of people who really think the popular vote should be the one that counts, especially after the year 2000, when the Al Gore and George Bush race for president was so very close.
As we look ahead to 2016, Colorado is still going to have 9 electoral votes to offer for that presidential election. But given what we saw with the popularity of Colorado, the role that it could have played in deciding this year's election, any thoughts about how important those 9 votes are going to be 4 years from now?
Well, you know, we're going to have an open presidency. 2016, Barack Obama will have served his 2 terms. It'll be an open seat, which always makes it very crucial for each candidate to get as many votes as possible. And Colorado still is right now considered kind of purple. It's not a strong Republican or a Democratic state at this point. And I have a feeling that at least for the next round of elections, Colorado will still be a swing state. And it's something that it's gone back and forth over the years. And I think it actually benefits a lot of the people here in Colorado because they get to see the candidates. There's more attention paid to the state and to our issues, and it's probably a win-win situation for both the candidate and the people here in the state.
And with that, we'll put the 2012 election to bed. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.